Good morning. What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this day to celebrate the gifts and the blessings that come to us through Almighty God. Indeed, as we celebrate this Palm Sunday, might the presence of Christ ride into our hearts, our minds, and our spirits each and every day. May the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our families, our friends, and our neighbors.
Good morning. We'd like to offer a warm welcome to all who are worshiping with us this morning, and especially those who are visiting with us. If you are visiting with us today, please be sure to take a welcome packet from the shepherd's crook near the entrance to the sanctuary. As I'm sharing our announcements, please complete the form in the red register pad in each pew and pass it to others in your pew, finally returning it toward the center aisle. If you notice that someone who normally sits near you is missing this morning, please give them a call this week and let them know that they were missed. You may write any prayer requests on the cards in the attendance folders and place them in the holders at the ends of the pews so that our ushers can bring them to the pastor before the joys and concerns. And now I'd like to share some moments of informality in the mission and ministry of our church and the work of our church. Okay, the Living Last Supper, of course, is this week, and the performances will be on Tuesday and Thursday at 7. Please attend and invite someone to attend with you. Cookies are needed for the reception on Tuesday night this coming week. Cookies may be left in the parlor kitchen at any time until Tuesday evening. Thank you for your part in making our guests feel welcome. And these announcements can all be found in your bulletin.
Good.
It was short.
Sweet.
Also, a reminder that as you leave the sanctuary today, don't forget to take a palm there at the entrance doors so that some people think they're decorations, but no, you're supposed to take them. And now I have a special hat for today. What? It's Palm Sunday. Holy Humor Sunday is the Sunday after Easter so that we can extend the joy of the Easter season. I hope you're all working on your special headgear for Holy Humor Hat Day. And also, I hope that you're planning to stay after church next week. Bring something to share, to eat, a Holy Humor dish, and it has to be edible. And we're going to have cards out so that you can think of a humorous name for your dish. So please plan to come and enjoy the Easter season and wear something on your head.
Yeah. am Matthew. Today is Palm Sunday. Judas, when we entered Jerusalem, the crowds, they cheered. They shouted, Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They had palm branches. They waved them. They took off their cloaks. They threw it on the road in front of us. The whole city turned out when Jesus rode into town. It was a hero's welcome, a ticker tape parade. It was a royal reception, a citywide party.
I am Judas. I do not remember that day the same way. To me, the cheers were shallow and the celebration was short-lived. For in the background, the chief priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Herodians were green with envy and red with anger. They set their traps with tricky words and hired their spy, me, with 30 coins. They prepared to kill the Son of God.
Today is Palm Sunday, a day of paradox. The king rode in on a lowly colt. He cried at a royal reception. The cheers of the crowd briefly held back the drumbeats of doom. Today, only the Christ candle will burn at our service.
Please stand if you're able for our call to worship. Give thanks to God. Give praise to the one who comes in God's name.
We wave our arms in praise and celebration.
This is the day that our God has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad. Hosanna.
Please remain standing for our unison prayer. God of steadfast love, we celebrate the coming of your Messiah with glad songs and hosannas. We wave our palms and cheer. May we wholeheartedly celebrate the life, the foreboding, and the love and grace that this day symbolizes, even while clouds gather on the horizon. As we hear a familiar story told once more, open our hearts to receive these words anew, that they may shape our lives in faith. Amen. Our hymn of praise can be found in the red hymnal, number 278, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. Keep coming. Holy smokes. Look at them all. You're like a bunch of little bunnies this morning. You're not. What are you, a puppy dog instead of a bunny? Oh, you're a person. Oh, silly me. How are you? After Easter's your birthday. What day?
20th of April.
Oh, mine's after Easter, too. But I'm not going to tell you. So what's special about today? No idea.
Easter was downstairs.
You were looking for Easter eggs downstairs. Did you find any?
Yes.
And did you get any candy? Did you bring me any candy?
No.
That's all right, honey. So what did you learn downstairs collecting eggs?
About Jesus.
You learned about Jesus. And anything special about Jesus today?
He sacrificed himself for us.
He sacrificed himself for us. Yes. And when you came in this morning, may I have those two palms? There were palm branches out there for you later today. We know you shouldn't have these during church. You'll get these after church, all right? And then when you get them, you know what you get to do with them? You get to wave them. Yeah. But you're not allowed to wave them in the car on the way home. You will get in trouble if you wave them in the car on the way home. And your mom or dad or grandma and grandpa is going to say, you're getting in trouble just like Pastor David said. All right? Trying to cut your break, moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas. Yes. So today is Palm Sunday. And so we give out palms. Did you remember that story? And what did Jesus ride into the city of Jerusalem?
A donkey.
A donkey. Have you ever ridden on a donkey?
No.
No.
You've ridden on a horse? Anybody here ridden on a horse?
I didn't.
You didn't? I used to have my own pony. Oh, her name was Dolly. She was my buddy. She was a dappled little pony. She was brown with little light brown spots on her and kind of a light brown mane and tail on her. And she was my friend. What is this? Oh, it's part of the altar railing. Okay. I thought he was handing me an unwrapped piece of chocolate at first. Thank you. All right. So Jesus rode in on a donkey into the city of Jerusalem. And what did the people do? They waved their palms. They took off their... Did I get you again? I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. I'll hold on to the ends this time. Wave it this way, all right? They waved their palm branches, and what did they take off? Their coats, yeah, and laid those down on the pathway as well. Yes, and what did they shout? No, they didn't. Well, they didn't shout kill them yet. That was later on they did, yeah. But today they shouted, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And then a couple days later, yep, they shouted, crucify him, kill him, we don't want him. So the people went from shouting Jesus as king one day, and then a couple days later, kill him, get rid of him. I hope we never do that, that we always wave our branches, palm branches, and lay down things to Jesus and take Jesus as our king, which means that Jesus is our boss. He's the one we listen to, and that we pay attention to what Jesus says in the Bible, and we try to live the best lives we can the way Jesus wants us to live them. All right, let's bow for a word of prayer this morning. Lord God, for these boys and girls, we are grateful. We pray that you will continue to bless them, that they might do great things within your kingdom, and always listen to Jesus Christ. For this, O God, we ask and pray in your holy and precious name. Amen. All right, we're going to give out everybody some cups. Yep, let me get some more cups here. I know there's a whole stack. We'll get some more to some of you older ones and help pass those out. Okay, and we've got some bulletins here. What do we need some more cups.
Our responsive reading is on page 839 in the red hymnal, Psalm number 118. Please join me. The Lord is my strength and my power. The Lord has become my salvation. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand... I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. Open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Save us, we beseech you, O Lord.
O Lord, we beseech you. Give us success.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God who has given us light. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you.
O give thanks to the Lord, who is good, for our steadfast love endures forever.
And now I invite the ushers, please, to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings.
Thank you.
and everlasting God, as we bring our gifts and lay them at your altar, we remember the crowds in Jerusalem who lay their cloaks on the road, shouting, Hosanna, as Jesus passed. We know they were looking for a Messiah who was different from who you sent Jesus to be, not one of political power and military might, but one who came in compassion and mercy to heal, love, and save. Search our hearts that we might be confident the Messiah for whom we long is the one you know we need. Jesus Christ, your anointed one, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. We come to the time in our service to lift up our joys and our concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. If you look on the back of our worship folder, you'll see that it's a joy. At the time of printing, there was no one in the hospital. But those individuals listed there in personal care homes, those that we continually pray for, those on the month list and our service personnel, all of those individuals would continue to enjoy your prayers, I am sure. Some additions to make here. Doris is in Forbes Hospital. Head injury from a fall, so we want to remember Doris in our prayers. Also, Jen's mom, Ellen, is in the hospital. Local one?
Indianapolis.
Okay, so we'll remember Ellen as well. Also, Mario and Anthony to remember as well. The Jean family, her son is teetering between life here and hereafter. Actually, Jean and I talked a couple days ago, and she thought her son was going to pass that night. And as far as we know today, he's still hanging on. So we want to remember that whole family. I have two birthdays to celebrate. Fritz is going to be 66 tomorrow. Where'd he go? Oh, okay. He disappeared. Fritz is having a birthday tomorrow. And Alan, hiding back there, is 86 years old today. And what's interesting about Alan's birthday, March 29th, 1929, is that the church opened in April of 1929. So he's as old as part of the church is, because this sanctuary is not that old. This sanctuary is, 20, 30 years younger? Who said 1958? 1958 was the first service up here. On Easter? Okay, so, you know, there's a few years difference. And then Alan, we think, was one of the first ones baptized downstairs when they were worshiping down there as well. So as he said, you know, at 86 years old, as he's one of the men that works around here on Tuesday mornings, and as he's repairing, he says, the church is just like me. I'm just like the church. You know, we're getting older and parts need repaired. So there's a good lesson in that. But we want to rejoice and celebrate those events in the lives of people. And hang on, I got one here.
We have prayers for the Christians being tortured in the Middle East.
Middle East, where Christians are being tortured this time of year with Easter right around the corner. Oh, Connie's birthday was yesterday. Connie, how old were you?
69.
All right. 69 and holding. And of course, then, you know, the tragic events of the German airliner, and
it was shared with me that, you know, there's kind of a panic through all of the pilots that, you know, do you dare leave the cockpit? And when you're caring for all of those that are in your care in the airplane, and so, you know, for those families that are grieving the loss of loved ones and those situations around the world that needs God's intervention, let's remember those, and as well as those ones that for various reasons just cannot be made public, but are near and dear to our hearts. Let us continue with celebrating life and God's presence.
I'm forever 39.
Okay. I'm trying to think, where was I when I was 39? And so let us unite our hearts and our spirits now in hymn number 280, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Gracious and loving God, we ask, we pray, we hope
that we might bring glory, laud, and honor to you. Thank you, O God, for welcoming us into your home this day. Thank you, O God, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, triumphantly into the city of Jerusalem. Thank you, O God, for allowing us to hail and proclaim him as our King. But we know, O God, that there are storms on the horizon. And we know that that crowd on Sunday that proclaimed Jesus as King had their hearts, minds, and spirits turned a few days later, and they were yelling, "Crucify him." Oh God, a lot has changed between now and then, and yet a lot is the same. In our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, O God, we seek to proclaim you as our King. But there are times, O God, in our daily lives and living when we turn and walk away. Crucify him. I want to live according to my own wishes and wants and desires. I want to do it and go alone. I don't need you, God. Oh God, for those moments and times, we pray that your grace, that your forgiveness and your love might surround us and hold us, and that we might realize, oh God, the errors of our ways and our thinking. The errors of our actions and our doings, our interactions with people. And that you, O God, we know have the ability to restore us to health and to wholeness and to right relationship with you and with one another. O God, may it be so now. We pray, O God, that as we continue through this holy week, that we might be more mindful of your presence now than ever before. Strengthen each and every one of us, O God, in our relationship to you and to one another, that we might proclaim you as our Lord, as our King, as our Savior each and every day. Oh God, as we come, we are mindful of situations and individuals where there is a need for your healing power, presence, your intervention. Oh God, you've heard about individuals and situations, events. You know those situations, events, and individuals upon our minds and our thoughts, O God, that cannot be made public. You know, O God, those events that will occur today. We pray for your presence, for your peace. We pray for your comfort, for your healing. We pray, O God, for your power. We pray, O God, that we might be used today and this week as your instruments, as those who are willing to go into the world and to be your servants, your disciples, those who are called to nurture, to share the good news, to proclaim the teachings of Christ. O God, might we be your faithful servants to the world. For we pray, O God, that you will continue to bless and anoint each and every one of us For you call us to be engaged in mission and ministry within the church, more importantly, outside the walls of buildings. To be engaged in the lives of individuals, one person at a time. Faithfully, O God, we pray that we might be used, that the good news of Christ might shine and radiate forth from within us. That hearts, minds, and spirits might be changed and transformed and made new. Oh God, we ask and pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we share together in the prayer Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So we make preparations to hear our scripture lesson this morning from Mark's gospel. If you are able, I would invite you to stand. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you. And immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and we'll send it back here immediately." And they went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. And as they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. When they brought the colt to Jesus, and then they threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our daily lives and our living. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray that you will give us a sense of peace and rest and comfort. Even, O God, from the activities of daily life and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. This past week, last Sunday, my mom and dad were going to come down, and I was going to work on their taxes, and we talked, and I said, "Well, I'm coming down with something," and they said, "Then we're staying away." Well, they're leaving tomorrow morning for Charleston, South Carolina, and they didn't want to be sick for it. And sure enough, Monday, I started running a fever all the way until Thursday. I have not been as sick as I've been this past week for probably 30 years. But I must say, on Wednesday, it was Abigail's first track meet of the season, and I was bound determined that I was going to at least see her run a couple events. And so even though I was running a fever, thankfully the track meet was at home and I only had a couple miles to travel, I bundled myself up and waited in the car until the hurdles came out on the field, and then I snuck out. And one of her friend's dad said, "Hey, how are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I've been better." And he stuck his hand out and I said, "You might not want to shake my hand." But he grabbed it anyways and he said, "Aren't you feeling well?" And I said, "Nope, haven't been this bad for 30 years. He said, "One of my coworkers was sick, but he said, I really needed him the other day and I made him come into work." And I said, "I'd have killed you." He says, "What?" I said, "Seriously, I'd have shot you right on the spot." A few minutes later, he was about 8 people away. Now, I must admit, can't imagine that when Abigail normally is running, you can probably hear me on the other side of the field yelling. And so as the first event Abby was in, the 100-meter hurdles were taking place, and she was running in front of me, this is what you would have heard. "Run, Abby, run. Go, go, go." I don't know whether she heard me or not. She has been in a race before where Andrew looked at her and just went, "Run." And she said she heard that. But as I was reflecting on Wednesday and my voice and knowing that today was coming, I remember a story, and the question in the story was, is it worse to not have a voice and to want to shout the good news, to shout Hosanna, to sing the hymns of today and next Sunday? Or is it worse to have a voice and no desire to shout or to proclaim the good news? I could probably stop right there and say that's the sermon, but I'm not going to, because it is Palm Sunday. And on Palm Sunday, we know that Jesus, at least initially, was a huge hit with the crowds. Now compare his popularity on that day with some of the other prominent leaders in the government, and Jesus wins hands down. I wonder what the Google count would have been on that original Palm Sunday if you could have done a Google count and say who had more searches, Pilate or Jesus, by society. And yet Jesus, as a popular person, as a popularity contest, just doesn't seem to go with what the gospel is all about. A generation ago, John Lennon of the Beatles thought that Jesus was a popular fellow. But some of you, some of us may remember then in 1966 when he made that controversial statement when he proclaimed that he and his Beatle mates were even more popular than Jesus was. And the shockwaves that went through the Christian community. Well, shift to January 2015. I think it was maybe the Grammys or whatever that is that's going on. And I hope I say this name guy's name right, because I was corrected last evening. Kanye West. He did a song where he invited someone to join him, And I guess after this song was performed, the tweets, Twitter and Facebook and pages of the social media just lit up as to yay Kanye for helping this starving artist get started. You're doing a great thing. And things like this were mentioned, that this guy was just an average struggling vocalist who probably couldn't even scrape up enough money for an audition on American Idol. But thanks to Kanye, this person can say goodbye to eating ramen noodles and having mice as friends, and he can now say hello to a life of fame and fortune. That's right, he's been discovered because of Kanye West. And now this man's stardom is clearly on the rise. The vocalist that Kanye West had sing with him was Paul McCartney. Now, you know, it must be that those, what? I don't know. The teenagers, 20, 30-year-olds, just didn't have any idea who this former Beatle was. But on the original Palm Sunday, there was no doubt about where Jesus ranked with his followers. Coming up to Jerusalem, Jesus and his disciples would have been traveling with a multitude of individuals coming into Jerusalem, pilgrims on a journey for Passover. And it would change the population of the holy city from somewhere around 40,000 to over 200,000. Passover was a time of celebration, a time of remembering that they were delivered from slavery in Egypt, where they had been captive for over 500 years, some 1,500 to 2,000 years previous. But it was also a time when tension was high in the city of Jerusalem, because the Hebrew people were hoping that they would be delivered once again from the oppressive rule of the Roman government. And so Rome made sure that there was extra military forces, a military presence in Jerusalem during this week. Now, the late Marcus Borg and John Crossan, in their book, The Last Week, they say that on this particular Sunday, that the people in Jerusalem would have had the chance to have witnessed two processions, not one, in the city of Jerusalem. They would have had the opportunity to witness the Pilate procession and the Jesus procession. The Pilate procession was that of the Roman governor Pontius Pilate and his accompanying military force coming into the city from the west, entering through the western gate, showing the power, the authority, and the mighty presence of the Roman government and military during the festival to try to keep any uprising down to a minimum. But then there was the Jesus procession coming in from the east. Another parade being planned, Jesus and his disciples. Jesus on a colt rides in from the Mount of Olives to the Golden Gate in the city on the west and the east side, and the crowd of supporters shouting, "Hosanna!" A Hebrew word that mixes praise to God with a prayer that God will save God's people and do it soon. They spread their coats, their cloaks on the ground, and they cut branches from the surrounding field. These were actions that were done only in the presence of royalty. Jesus's parade is a parable and a statement of contrast. Pilate's procession showed the power, the violence, the glory of the empire that ruled the world. Jesus's procession showed the kind of kingdom God was ushering in through Jesus's ministry of healing. His message of good news and ultimately his sacrificial death on a Roman cross. Palm Sunday is a clash of worldviews. Worldviews that are still in tension and at odds in the world today. The empire's worldview of status, power, military right, and bullying is as present and dominant today as it was then. So is the desire for comfort, security, self-interest, and wealth. Those are still prevalent in the world and our culture today. We may admire Jesus Christ, but perhaps we're not necessarily ready to follow Jesus down the road of suffering, the road of sacrifice and servanthood that ultimately leads to the redemption of the world. And so, my friends, that leads us with a choice this morning. Which parade will we join? Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, for Jesus Christ, we are grateful. And at times, O God, we admit that we struggle between his kingdom and the kingdom of society, between what you want and desire for each of us and what the world wants and offers. O God, we pray that we would continue to struggle within this tension and that we would seek your kingdom, the good news of Jesus Christ, his sacrifice, his servanthood. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn together, number 166. Our gracious and loving God, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, to triumphantly enter into the city of Jerusalem, to suffer death on the cross. Grant that we, O God, may share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.